May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 456. The good hand of God has brought us again, a favour bestowed we hope not in vain, to hear from our Saviour the word of his grace, then be our behaviour becoming the place. Hymn 456.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, part of the 7th chapter and part of the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, chapter 7, commence to read at verse 14 and as far as verse 11 of chapter 8. John 7, verse 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marvelled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why do ye go about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee? Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me? Because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said? Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. At the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, This is the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him, and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted him up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help and teach us to pray. Kind and gracious Lord God, it is indeed of thy goodness and mercy and kindness, Lord, that we are favoured and spared and we see the light and the dawn of another Sabbath day. And here we are, Lord, blessed with sufficient health and strength to be found here now gathered in thy house. So, Lord, we desire to come in the first place this morning, render thanksgiving and praise to thee for all thy goodness and mercy and kindness to us. Lord, it's not just thy mercy and kindness to us for the mercies thus far this day, and yet for yesterday, and yet for the past week. Lord, it's throughout our lives. Thy mercies are truly very, very great. They're very, very many. Lord, as we have read recently of the little boy, Lord, when he wrote down, he ran out of space. Lord, to record thy goodness. Lord, and we run out of space. Thy mercies are truly very, very great. They're endless, Lord. One said, for mercies countless as the sand which daily I receive. And it's true, Lord. It's true. Lord, and we do then thank thee for all the goodness thus bestowed. We think of all the things in providence, our health and strength, use of our natural faculties, the beds we lie on, the roof over our heads, indeed the many mercies and comforts. But then, Lord, we desire also to think of those things of grace. We're the house of God. We have an open Bible. We have the preaching of the gospel as thou dost raise up thy servant to speak and to preach and point to thy redeeming blood and say, Behold the way to God. We do thank thee for these things. We thank thee for thy beloved Son, Jesus, whom came to this earth and suffered, bled and died in the sinner's place, Roman's dead. Oh, then, for mercies countless as the sands. And dear Lord, and what a mercy it is that we're still found on praying ground. Whilst there's life, there's hope. We've not been cut off as our sins so richly deserve. The dear psalmist, why, he said, if the Lord were strict to mark iniquity, O Lord, who should stand? But there is forgiveness with thee. Oh, we do thank thee for thy loving kindness. Why, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever because he delights in mercy? Oh, dear Lord, do help us. Then this day, though that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. One said, Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. And Lord, and we ask and pray that it may be so here this day. There may be the blessing of God that makes rich, and in no sorrow therewith. Dear Lord, that thou wouldst open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us here this day. Lord, thou hast promised in thy word that thy word shall not return unto thee void, but it shall accomplish that whereto thou art pleased to send it. Then, Lord, may it prove to be thy word this day. Bless the reading of thy word. Lord, for surely that is and must be the purest part of the service here today. Oh, we do pray thou bless each and every part of the service. Lord, we ask thee to get to thyself honour, glory and praise. But Lord, we come, dear Lord, as if one may speak for others, we come as poor sinners. We hope we come hungry and thirsting after righteousness. We come with the dear psalmist when he cried out, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And all we want to know, our pardon sealed and peace with God. We want sweet, gracious assurance that our names are indeed found recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Lord, we need thee. Because, Lord, we fast hasten on to eternity. We know not what a day or an hour may bring forth. Lord, do mercifully appear. And we pray thou would shine into our hearts and shed abroad thy love. That love, Lord Jesus, that brought thee from heaven to this earth. That love, Lord Jesus, that brought thee to Calvary's cross to pay the price, the redemption of thy people. Lord, and our desire and our request and our petition is that we might know that we are indeed numbered amongst them now and throughout eternity. Gracious Lord, do come. Then draw near and be with us this day. Oh, we ask for great things, but we're not asking anything too great or for thee to give or grant. Then, dear Lord, do come and open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us here this day. Oh, the blessing of God that makes rich. Then help us, dear Lord. Now, we do pray thou remember then this little cause of truth and do bless them together and do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Do make thy goodness pass before them. Oh, and make known thy love to their never dying souls. Lord, oh, we thank thee, Lord, that there are here those that have an aching void that this world cannot fill. Those, Lord, that are found pressing forward toward the mark. Lord, may they have a satisfying portion to their souls this day. But, dear Lord, we think of others and would lovingly commit and commend to thee. Lord, those that perhaps feel that they know nothing. Oh, and feel perhaps that they've got nothing. Oh, that thou mercifully remember them, so that, Lord, they may have and receive even this day a crumb of mercy from the Master's table, a droplet of water from salvation's well. And then, Lord, there may be some others, Lord, that not only know hunger and thirst, and not only feel that they don't know anything, but happy and satisfied that they don't know anything and have got no desire. Oh, Lord, do work if there should be any. We hope there's not. But, Lord, if there should be any here, Lord, that care nothing of these things, oh, may it be the appointed time, Lord, that there may be, it may be, that thou open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing into their heart, into their souls. They may hear thy voice. Lord, we do pray thy gracious help. Oh, that, Lord, thou unstop deaf ears and change hearts. That, Lord, there are those then that will go home so different to what they came. Lord, do graciously work. Now, Lord, we do pray then thy blessing upon them. That this people, Lord, we ask thee to remember each and all. We think of the children, the little ones, undertake for them, lead and guide them, direct them, keep them, preserve them. Go before them in life's journey. Gracious Lord, be with them, we pray. Oh Lord, some of us, Lord, are at the other end of life's journey. Lord, and for us, Lord, it cannot be long at the longest. But Lord, for some of these little ones, Lord, if thy will, and if thou dost spare this poor guilty world, Lord, they have yet many years to live. Lord, we know not what they may live to see. We pray that thou would abundantly bless them, strengthen them, Lord. Work graciously in their hearts. Oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. They may be established in the truth as it is in Jesus. There may be an aching void that this world cannot fill. And Lord, that their cry in substance may be, give me Christ or else I die. Then be near them, we pray. We are saved to remember the parents, Lord, undertake for them. They have the difficulty, Lord, of bringing up their children in this dark and evil world. Oh, be gracious to them. Give them all needed wisdom to bring their children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We pray for any, Lord, that may be absent for one reason or another, maybe sickness and affliction. There are those indeed that are laid aside. Our older friends, Lord, some of them, Lord, laid aside, unable to get to the house of God. Pray thou remember them and bless them this day, and be gracious to them and be with them. And, oh Lord, we pray thou be with any others. Maybe some little ones are unwell, and they have to stay at home, and the parents with them undertake. Some may be away. Lord, but we do pray, thou remember each and all. Pray for our dear friends here that hold office. We ask thee to undertake for them and help them in all their burdens and responsibilities. And go before them and give them all needed wisdom. We pray thee, graciously help. We ask thee to bless the word preached here by thy dear servants. Oh, as they come forth, Lord, we pray that thou wilt graciously anoint. May they dip their foot in oil. May their mouth open, their lips touch with a live coal. We pray for thy people. Lord, we think of some here and there that are laid aside in sickness and affliction's path to put thy healing hand, heal and restore and raise up to health and strength, if it be thee, thy will. Any that have to undergo surgery, be with them. Others may have to undergo some form of treatment. They need thy help also. Be with them. Oh, and do bless the means used, we pray thee. Then, Lord, there are those that walk in bereavement's path. Lord, thou hast seen fit to take one and another here and there. And some, Lord, have yet to stand around the grave of their near and dear ones. Lord, then we think of Phyllis Simmons from Heathfield. We think of John Stevens now at Ripley. Lord, remember them each. And there may be others that we're unaware of. But Lord, do comfort each mourning sorrowful heart. Oh, that they may not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Be near them, dear Lord Jesus. And it makes us think, Lord, oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Hear prayer for those in distress, in trouble and trials and darkness. Oh, make crooked straight, rough places plain. Make a way where there's no way. Oh, may thy goodness pass before them. Pray for our poor land and nation and those that govern us. We ask thee to govern them. Lord, thou turn their heart and their affections to the things of God. Lord, some of our leaders, Lord, I think particularly of the Deputy Prime Minister, so-called. Lord, who openly admits he does not believe in God. Oh, dear Lord, we do pray that thou would so graciously work so that he's compelled to believe in God. Lord, do work, we pray. Remember others in the world. We think particularly of Africa and the terrible disease of Ebola that is there. Oh, we ask that it may be eradicated. Bless means used, we pray thee. Bless attempts to eradicate it. Lord, do hear prayer. Oh, that poor country, Lord, that needs so much help. Lord, now with this terrible disease, do appear to them and for them. Bring peace in this troubled world. Oh, that thou knowest the much unrest and the much sin and iniquity and idolatry that prevails. And evil men wax worse and worse, do arise for our help. Then we need thy help now, Lord. We pray thy gracious help. We ask thee, dear Lord, to accept our thanks for thy kindness. We pray thou forgive us of all our sin. And we ask thee now to come and open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing this day. Fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips, that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 333. O my soul, what means this sadness? Wherefore art thou thus cast down? Let thy griefs be turned to gladness. Bid thy restless fears be gone. Look to Jesus and rejoice in his dear name. Hymn 333.
Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to the chapter we read, John chapter 7 and verse 46. John chapter 7 and verse 46. The officers answered, "Never man spake like this man. Never man spake like this man." There are a few occasions, particularly here in the Gospel, when the Pharisees spoke, and the words that they spoke, "Why only exalt a precious Saviour? Only give glory unto the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ." I think of the chapter in the Gospel of Luke, which reads, "He is gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner." And hear these words, "Never man spake like this man." Why, earlier here then in the chapter, these Pharisees, they murmured against the things that the dear Lord Jesus Christ had been speaking here in the temple. And they sent these chief priests, officers, to take him. And when they returned, there was this question asked, "Why have ye not brought him?" Well, the answer is the text, "Never man spake like this man." We read, yes, in the Word of God, many times, and particularly the Lord Jesus, his words were with power. Yes, never man spake like this man. They had asked, well, he says, who, he asked them, "Why go ye about to kill me?" The people answered, "Thou art a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee?" He said, "I have done one work, and ye all marvel." One work referred to by Jesus there is back here in the 5th chapter of John, where he made a man whole at the pool at Bethesda. And you say the things that he did and the things that he'd said, why, how they could not abide them. You see, sometimes the word of the Lord and the word of the Lord Jesus, why, they're very gracious words. And other times, they're very encouraging words. Why, he came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. His word, oh, it goes forth and it will not and does not return unto him void, but accomplishes that whereto is pleased to send it. Sometimes he asks some very solemn, we might say, some very straightforward questions. And sometimes, yes, there was, oh, how he, shall we say, how he put the Pharisees in their place. There were words of solemn reproof and rebuke. And why, one prays the Lord's help here today, that never man spake like this man, so that his name may be exalted and praised here in our midst. That some poor soul or souls, even. What a mercy it would be if it were souls should hear his voice, should hear his word that will do them good, that will set them up for eternity, that will be life to their never dying soul. Never man spake like this man. We'll begin, as the Lord help us, here, where in the context, where the dear Lord Jesus says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. You see, just back here, they couldn't take him because his hour was not yet come. Why, they ask, is not this he of whom we seek to kill? Whom they seek to kill? He speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers indeed know that this is the very Christ? Well, this was the conclusion of the people. It wasn't the conclusion of the scribes and Pharisees. Oh, friend, I wonder, do I dare ask, what is your conclusion? What is your conclusion? Well, the Lord help us begin here. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. The dear Lord Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, he opened his mouth, and he began and he taught the people. First of all, it was blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Then it comes in, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And the dear Lord Jesus says here, if any man. There's no qualification need for this, dear soul. It takes in, yes, the very, very worst of sinners. Takes in, yes, the very worst. What's the hymn writer say here in that lovely hymn that we sometimes sing? The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. The vilest sinner out of hell, if any man, it is a great mercy. Dear soul, if you and I have a true hunger and thirst after righteousness. You see, for a start, the dear Lord Jesus has pronounced a blessing upon such. Blessed are they which do. I grant, you may not feel that you are blessed, but that doesn't alter his word. It's not your feelings. It's that, dear soul, that is found within the hunger and thirst after righteousness. Poor though I am, despised, forgot, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. Blessed are they which do. Are there some here this morning? Yes, that Oh, you say, if only I could find Christ. Well, then, dear soul, you're found here in this text that we're referring to. If any man thirst, if any man thirst. I know I often quote this, but and I suppose I do because it was so blessed to me many years ago. Gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear, hear my never ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. All unholy and unclean, I am nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely, give me Christ, or else I die. Thou dost freely save the lost. Lord, why, he says, Lord, I know thou canst not. Thou dost freely save the lost. In thy grace alone I trust, with my earnest you comply, give me Christ, or else I die. With my earnest suit comply. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Sinner, dear, tried, troubled soul, the time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your soul reveal his love with power. The vision is for an appointed time, though it tarry, wait for it, it'll surely come, and it will not tarry. Never man spake like this man. Yes. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. Isaiah 41:17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Never man spake. See, these words, the words that Jesus spake, you read at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, the words with authority. The words were with authority. The people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, my word shall not pass away. Never man spake like this man. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And the fact, dear soul, that you and I may have been there last night on our bed. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. And his soul, and you love him because he first loved you. There's a word here in, the 11th Psalm. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Ah, let him that is thirst. You say, why, let him that thirst, let him come unto me. Why, again, here, John 4, there's a woman at the well, isn't there? He asked her for some water, give me to drink. She couldn't understand why he asked, because she was a Samaritan and he was a Jew. But Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Sir, there was nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Whence hast thou that living water? Whoso drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh... See, there it is, dear soul. If any man thirst. Chapter 4. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. See, dear soul, why, in this water of divine life, there is everything for your poor, never dying soul and mine. Because it's all found in Christ Jesus the Lord. And never man spake like this man. Yes, oh, why, there's peace, there's pardon, there's forgiveness. All found in Christ Jesus the Lord. Oh, and there'd be a well springing up within. Oh, yes, David cried out, that he could drink of the wells of the water of salvation, of the well, the sweet well of Bethlehem. You and I, dear soul, are often found in Psalm 107, aren't we? Yes, they wandered in the wilderness. Yes, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Listen, but then they cried unto the Lord in their distresses, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Cried in their trouble, he delivered them out of their distresses. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Never man spake like this man. I purposely read those few verses in the 8th chapter, because here again, never man spake like this man. And again, why, friends, you see his word with divine power and unction. Here, we began the reading here in verse 14. About the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. The last verse of the chapter, and every man went to his own house. The verse of chapter 8, and Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him and sat down and taught them. He sat down and taught them. Oh, and it's not recorded what he taught them. But there was one lesson here that was going to be made very, very clear. And here was a poor woman, guilty. Is there a poor soul here this morning that feels like that? There were those that brought this woman in. But dear soul, you brought yourself in to the house of God this morning. Oh, yes, and no doubt she felt like the hymn writer says, here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies. And perhaps, poor soul, that's how you've come into chapel this morning. Oh, with all the sin and all the guilt and transgression. Well, they ask, the Pharisees, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him. They might have to accuse him. They were willing to stone this woman, but really deep down they wanted some reason to be able to stone to accuse Christ. Yes, to arrest him. Oh, never man spake like this man. You know, they knew who he was. They knew, yes, that he had given answers before. That had silenced them. But now they think that they've got him in a corner. He's not going to get out of this one. Here's this woman. Moses said we should stone her. The law says we should stone her. Oh, they were reveling in it. But hey, just seems to ignore them and writes with his finger on the ground. They continue asking. Oh, yes, never man spake like this man. He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And you look at the power. The convicting power of the blessed word of his grace into their hearts. They which heard it convicted by their own conscience went one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, the woman standing in the midst. I've sometimes said, and I'm going to say it again now, that conviction of sin in and of itself does not mean that you and I are children of God. These here, whoever they were, men, women, whether there was two or three, or whether it was a dozen, we don't know. But they all go out. What matters is where that conviction brings you to. That's what matters. Never man spake like this man. These were convicted in their own conscience by nobody less than Christ himself. They knew they'd done wrong. They didn't return. They didn't come pleading for mercy, for pardon, forgiveness of their sin, of their transgression. He had silenced them. Ah, you know, dear soul, it reminds me that the words you find here in the prophecy of Zechariah, why here there was poor Joshua the high priest, Satan standing at his right hand to resist him, and the Lord silenced him. The Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Our friends, and the same thing could be said here, could it not? Our friends, divine mysteries. You know, we sometimes sing, God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. It does move in mysterious ways. Here's a sinner, and here's a bunch of sinners, and they bring this poor soul to Christ. Yes. And he uses these sinners to bring her to him. Yes. Amazing grace. Never man spake like this man. And he asked the dear woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? No man, Lord. Dear, poor sinner, dearest Lord. A poor sinner, trembling. A trembling sinner. But you see, what does he say there in Luke's Gospel? I think that's chapter 7, maybe chapter 6. But it says there, all that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. You know, he came to seek and to save the very, very worst of sinners. And if there's a poor soul here in this chapel this morning that feels to be one of the worst of sinners, then, dear soul, don't despair. Pray on. Press on, plod on, go on, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. He says, I will in no wise cast out. Never man spake like this man. These scribes and Pharisees would have stoned this poor soul to death. But the dear Lord Jesus Christ is our came to seek and to save. And to seek and to save poor dying sinners. Never man spake like this man. Oh, they're the words of Christ. Oh, and the words of Christ, they mean so much to his dear people. It means so much to those that feel to be right out of the secret, right out of the way, the very outcast of society. But dear soul, the outcasts of society, but what have we quoted a moment ago? I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. Yes. And well, you take the dear dying thief on the cross at Calvary. I will in no wise cast out. Never man spake like this man. Yes, this how with all he, the God man, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, with all what he was passing through at the time. You know, when you and I are passing through perhaps some very, very trying circumstances, or perhaps we're in pain as the dear Lord Jesus was, why, being crucified, why, friends, it was designed to be a painful death. And it was and is. And cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. And yet, there's a poor man just to the other side of it. And he's in agony. He's on the very verge of eternity. And he's been brought to see it and realise it. And he knows why. He knows why he's here on the cross at Calvary. Because of his transgression. We indeed justly, for we suffer the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. Solemn hymn is this, is it not? Where the dear hymn writer speaks about Lord, should thy judgments grow severe, I am condemned, but thou art clear. Should sudden vengeance seize my breath, I must pronounce thee just in death. And if my soul were sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. What a place. It's where the dying thief was. We indeed justly. We indeed justly. Dear soul, he went on. He says, this man has done nothing amiss. He then made a prayer. He made a prayer to this blessed Saviour, this one whom he believed in, that had done nothing amiss. And he appealed. He appealed to him, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Never man spake like this man. I say this reverently, but with all the hullabaloo that was going on, those that were baying his blood, those that are saying, crucify him, crucify him. If thou be the Christ, come down from the cross. Yes. But he attends. He attended to one poor sinner's need. And he's still the same. He's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. And he still attends unto sinners' needs. And poor soul, if you feel to be anything like that poor dying thief on the cross at Calvary, and your prayer is like his, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Imrider puts it the other way round. Lord, now thou in thy kingdom art, dear Lord, remember me. So there's a looking up. There's a looking unto Jesus. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. I will draw all men, yes, the very, very worst of sinners unto me. And I will in no wise cast out. Never man spake like, this day. This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Sinner saved by grace. A sinner, on the very verge of eternity, snatched as a brand from the burning, made a trophy of his grace. For this cause came I into the world. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, one of the worst of sinners. But if the Lord shows you the depth of depravity that's found in your heart, your sin and your iniquity, your transgressions, your faults, your failings, your inconsistencies, your heart wanderings, your backsliding. You'll be like these here. You won't even glance down to find a stone ready to cast at any. No, it'll be here on my heart, Lord. The burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. Oh, yes, it's under proof. Never man spake like this man. Never man spake like this man. Oh, a sinner snatched from the very jaws of death. It is our hell. But there's a path to heaven. To the very worst of the worst. Come now. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. They'll be red like crimson. They shall be as white as snow. Never man spake like this man. See, he came to his soul to save. He came to forgive. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, tis a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. Lord, may this bliss in me be found. May I redeem in grace. Enjoy. 'Tis the rich gift of love divine. 'Tis full, outmeasuring every crime. Every crime. Never man spake like this man. These are all manner of sin may be forgiven thee. repent. Call upon God. Be dear soul like the dying thief and prove his word. Prove the words of these that had been sent to arrest Christ. Never man spake like this man. Oh, the words of peace, of pardon, of forgiveness. See, I will in no wise cast out. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I came to seek and to save the lost. I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Never man spake like this man. Let's go back here. Never man spake like this man. It said something to the effect at the outset. Sometimes Jesus asked some questions. Never man spake like this man. John chapter 6. Yes. Why? He was asked, wasn't he? No, it's not John chapter 6. But why? It's how they asked him. Or he asked the disciples, rather. Whom do men say that I am? Some say thou art the Christ. Some say thou art John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Some thou art Jeremias or Elias or one of the prophets. But what sayest thou? Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Peter is very quick to answer. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Dinner. And whom do you say that I am? What a question. What a question for us to think over this afternoon. Whom do you say that I am? Oh, for that teaching of the Holy Spirit to be able to say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The dying thief again on the cross at Calvary. He didn't utter those words of Peter, did he? But he believed. He believed that he was the Christ, the chosen of God. And all that the Father give me shall come. And in that coming to me, I will in no wise cast out. But I was thinking of those words in Hebrews. Yes, where it reads, those that come unto God must believe that he is. They must believe that he is. The dying thief believed who he was. He was the Christ, the chosen of God. Dear soul, you may not be able to hold your hand up with Peter and say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But dear soul, can you come as a poor, poor, trembling sinner and say, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom? The answer's the same effect, dear soul, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Well, I better leave a few thoughts for this morning. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £585.60, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, followed by a church meeting. And God willing, Mr. Pocock will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. John Rosier next Lord's Day, and we hope to hold a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 675. Come boldly to a throne of grace, ye wretched sinners come, and lay your load at Jesus' feet, and plead what he has done. Hymn 675.
Thank you.
This afternoon with the children, and do help and meet with us here this evening. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.